Okay, good to see everybody here. Who's interpreting tonight? Translating? Okay, good. You can see the notes, which might help also a little bit. So we had not hot pot, but hot
soup pot
tonight.
汤锅，就是我们今天呢是没有吃火锅，但我们吃了汤锅。
They told me it's not hot, not even a little bit hot.
他们说这个一点都不辣。
From now on, I trust nobody in Chengdu.
但是我现在再也不相信成都人了。
When they say it's not hot.
当他们说这个一点都不辣的时候。
Now, tonight I'm going to talk about freedom.
今天我要谈谈关于自由的问题。
Maybe a controversial topic in China, maybe.
对中国人来说, 这是一个很有争议的问题。
I'm going to start by asking a question.
我开始先要问大家一个问题。
Now, I come from a country where freedom is almost a religion.
对我来说呢，我来自一个国家呢，这个国家是，对这个国家来说，自由基本上算一种宗教。
In America, it's almost like freedom is our national identity.
对美国人来说，这个基本上就是我们国民的一个身份标志。
We assume that freedom is good.
我们觉得自由是好的。
And I think in general it is.
那我觉得普遍意义上来说呢，确实是。
But here's my question.
但是我的问题是。
What is good about freedom?
那我的问题就是, 自由的好处是什么，是吧？ What is good about freedom? Right.
Want somebody to share, yeah.
就是你们可以分享一下这个问题。
Enjoy life.
好处。
在自由的时候才能更大的发挥它的价值。
To show oneself when we are free, we can show ourselves more freely. Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. So we can express ourselves more freely.
Yeah. We can use our talent.
We can use our talents more freely. Good.
We are secure.
Yes, when we're free, we feel more secure.
Secure.
Because we feel more in control.
就是我们觉得好像一切都在我们的掌控之内。
Instead of somebody else being in control.
那其实当我们自由的时候，我们觉得没有其他人在控制我们，对，而是我们自己在掌控。
Any other ideas?
那有其他的看法吗？
我觉得我自由的时候就觉得关系很和睦，会和平一些。
We feel that our relationship is better and we feel more peace. We live in harmony.
When there's freedom, yes, okay. Those are good answers. I like those answers.
这些答案都挺好的，我也很喜欢这些答案。
It's funny, when I asked that question in America,
那在美国问这个问题的时候呢，非常好玩的是，
when I ask what's good about freedom,
我就问那自由什么好处呢？
You usually say, well, that means you can do whatever you want to do.
他们会回答我说，自由就是你想做什么就做什么。
But I like the answers that you gave.
但是我更喜欢你们给我的答案。
To me, the advantage of freedom,
对我来说，自由的好处就是，
is that when you do something,
就是当你做什么事的时候,
not because they make you, but because you want to,
就不是别人强迫你做，而是你自己愿意去做。
It's more satisfying.
就是你自己会觉得更满意。
You do something because you believe it's right.
你做这件事情因为你相信它是对的。
And it's more fulfilling.
这个更多的在于感觉。
How many of you have seen the movie Braveheart?
你们有多少人看过《勇敢的心》？
Yeah, I like that movie.
Yeah.
I like the scene where he says, Freedom! I remember a moment like that in my life. In America, it's a little bit different than here in China. But when I went off to the university, my parents drove me there. They dropped me off. Then they left. I was free. I was so excited. I could do whatever I want. And my parents didn't even know what I was doing. That was a very fun time. But there's a problem. What I used my freedom for was to do stupid things. Party.
是用来去派对吗？
Do drugs.
是用来去吸食一些吸毒吗？
And foolish things.
或者是其他一些很愚蠢的事情。
What advantage was my freedom in that case?
那在这个情况里面，我的自由有什么好处呢？
Here's my opinion.
那我的观点是。
I think freedom is wasted on most Americans.
那其实我对于美国来说，很多人滥用了他们的自由，或者浪费了他们的自由。
What do they use their freedom for?
那他们用他们自由来做什么？
To make a lot of money.
他们用来赚很多的钱。
To serve themselves.
用来服侍他们自己。
But freedom should be used to do something.
但是呢，我们需要用自由来做些什么。
Now let's read about that in the book of Galatians.
那我们来读加拉太书。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
那个第五章第一节。
Galatians 5, verse 1.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, very short, okay. So Paul says, something is, I don't know how it comes through in Chinese, but in English he says, the reason God set you free,
但是在英国呢，就是对英国人来说，
英文里面，
神说你是，神释放了你们。
Is so that you could be free.
就是说你可以自由了。
Why would he say that?
Why would
Paul say that?
那为什么保罗会说这个呢？
Isn't that obvious?
这不是很明显的吗？
The reason God made you free?
就是神释放我们的原因，不是很明显吗？
Is so you could be free?
所以你就可以自由。
What's he saying?
那他到底在说什么呢？
I think he's saying, you guys are free.
我觉得他在说啊，你们都自由了。
Really? You're free.
真的，你们自由了。
You know, be free.
你知道吗？就是自由。
free from what?
那从什么里面得以自由呢？
What did Jesus set us free from?
那基督说我们从哪里自由了？从哪里得释放
？If you read the book of Galatians,
如果你读加拉太书
，He set us free from law.
那他从律法中释放了我们。
He set us free from having to be perfect.
他从让我们就是我们以前觉得我们要完全嘛，要 perfect， 要完美。那其实基督释放了我们。
If you read the book of Galatians, he's talking about Judaism.
那其实读加拉太书，你会发现很多犹太教的一些的观点。
In Leviticus, it said, "If you do these things, you will live."
在利未记里面你会发现，如果你做这每一条的这诫命的话，你会存活下来。
But the problem is, nobody did those things.
但是问题就是没有人可以做到。
And law, it's like slavery.
那其实这个律法就更像一个奴仆的恶。
But Jesus set us free.
但是呢，基督释放了我们。
I mean, we have a lot of freedom in Jesus.
所以呢，我们有很多的自由在基督里面。
We certainly have a lot less rules than the Jews had, that's for sure.
啊，那当然呢，我们也有也有很多的律法在犹太人里面。
You know, we're pretty free in Christ.
啊，我们知道我们真的是在基督里面是很自由的。
You don't have to have a quiet time tomorrow.
你可以没有 QT.
Now, you don't go to heaven because you have a quiet time.
You
don't go to heaven because you had a quiet time.
就是你去到天堂并不是因为你有 QT.
You don't have to share your faith tomorrow.
你明天可以不去传福音。
Because you don't go to heaven because you share your faith.
你去到天堂也不是因为你去传福音。
We're not saved by works.
那 by works.
We're not saved by doing things.
就是我们不是因为行为而称义的。
No, we share our faith not in order to be saved.
我们去传福音也不是说我们就为了得拯救。
We share our faith because we're saved.
我们去传福音是因为我们已经得了拯救。
Now, I've been in our church for many, many years.
那我在这个教会已经非常多年了。
Back before, we didn't have so much freedom in the church.
那其实在以前的时间我们并没有那么多的自由。
We even had to...Say how many hours we read the Bible in the week.
我们每周都要看我们用了多少时间在看 Bible.
And how many people we shared our faith with.
然后我们去跟多少人传了福音。
But there's a problem with that.
但是有一个问题存在。
Because then, if you shared your faith,
如果你传福音
it'd be so you could write it down on the piece of paper.
然后你就可以写在纸上。
And that's taking away freedom.
但是呢，这就带走了自由。
So I think it's better to have freedom. It's better to have freedom.
这个比自由更好。
In other words, you have a quiet time.
那另外呢，就是如果你
because God loves you.
因为神爱你。
Not because you have to.
而不是因为你必须要这么做。
We have a lot of freedom.
那其实我们是有自由的，我们有很多的自由。
In Christianity,
那在基督教里面
you can live wherever you want.
你可以在任何的地方去生活。
You can have whatever job you want.
你可以有任何的工作，去做任何的工作。
You can marry anybody you want.
你可以跟任何的人结婚。
As long as they're a Christian.
就是只要他是个基督徒。
It's amazing how much freedom we have.
这个真的是令人惊讶的。那这些就是我们所有的自由。
But here's the point.
但是这就是关键所在。
What are you going to do with your freedom?
那你要用这些自由来做什么呢?
Galatians chapter 5, verse 13 through 15.
加拉太书的第五章十三到十五节。弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。
So here's the question.
所以呢，就有个问题。
What are you going to do with your freedom?
那你要用你的自由做什么呢？
Some people are free.
有些人他自由。
And they use it as an opportunity to sin.
那他用这个自由当做放纵情欲的机会，当做罪的机会。
What a terrible way to use the freedom that God has given you.
那其实这是一个多么可怕的方式去滥用神给你的自由。
You know, some of us who've been around in the church for a while.
有些人
For me, like I've been in our church for like 30 years or something.
那其实对有些人来说，其实在教会里面也待了很长一段时间。
When they stop turning in that piece of paper saying how many people you shared your faith with,
我们会拿出那张纸，就说我们给多少人传了福音。
They stop sharing their faith.
他们已经不跟人传福音了。
Well, now we know why you were sharing your faith.
Now
we know why they shared their faith.
现在我们知道他们为什么要去传福音。
Not because they love God.
不是因为他们爱神。
So they could write it down on a piece of paper.
而是因为他们可以写在纸上。
That's slavery.
那就是一个奴仆的恶。
See, he said, here's what you should do with your freedom.
这里说了，那你要用你的自由做什么呢？
You should give it away.
你需要
He says, He gave you freedom, so you could be a slave. A voluntary slave.
Voluntary.
You don't have to serve. You serve because you want to. Because God loves you. So what are you going to do with your freedom? He says, don't use your freedom for selfishness. God gave you freedom. A very, very precious, precious gift. I already said, I believe freedom is wasted on many Americans. Because what have they done with their freedom? My question to you as a young Christian. What are you going to do with your freedom? The Bible says, make yourself a slave. The Greek word being used here? It's the word for slave. He said some people use their freedom to criticize each other. Wouldn't that be a terrible way to use your freedom? You should use it to love each other. Another passage, similar idea. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 16 and 17. 1 Peter 2:16-17.
你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由遮盖阴毒、遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人，务要尊敬众人，亲爱教中的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。
You see, it's saying something a little bit similar, yes?
你们看到其实这里讲了一个比较相似的事情。
Peter is saying to all of you, even as young Christians,
那彼得是对所有的基督徒讲，包括这些年轻的基督徒。
Live like free people.
就是像一个自由的人一样活着。
What's that mean?
那这个代表着什么呢？
You make your own decisions.
就是你自己做决定。
Your discipler doesn't make your decisions for you.
你的师父不会为你做决定。
You make your own decisions.
你做自己的决定。
But you take responsibility for those decisions.
但是你要为你的决定负责任。
You make good decisions.
你要做好的决定。
You get advice.
你要去寻求意见。
You sincerely seek advice.
你非常真诚地去寻求意见。
Don't make people have to give you advice. You seek advice.
你不要被逼着去问意见，但是你要去寻求意见。
So live like a free person.
就是要做一个自由的人。
No matter how young you are as a Christian.
就不管你是多么年轻的基督徒。
Take responsibility.
都要去负责任。
Don't rely on somebody else for you to grow up as a Christian.
不要去依赖任何人让你长大。
You take initiative.
你要去做那个首先的，去就是。 initial，就是你首先要自己去成长。
We need Christians in the church who take initiative.
我们需要这样一些的基督徒。
Says, don't use your freedom to do evil.
不要用你的自由去做一些恶毒的事情。
You don't have to confess every sin.
你不需要每件事情都去 confess.
You don't have to.
你不需要。
You don't go to hell if you fail to confess one sin.
你不会因此去到地狱，就是即使你有一件事情没有去confess，你也不会去到地狱。
You have freedom in Christ.
但是你有在基督里的自由。
But don't ever use that freedom to hide sin.
但是千万不要用这样的自由去遮盖你的罪。
So, Paul and Peter are both asking you, what are you going to do with your freedom?
那其实保罗和彼得都已经在这里告诉你们，你们要用你们的自由做什么？
What a great freedom we have.
那我们有怎样伟大的自由呢？
No government can take it away from you.
没有任何的政府可以拿走你的自由。
He says, use your freedom.
他说呢，用你的自由。
To show respect to people.
去尊重众人。
Says respect your leaders.
是尊重你的领袖。
Your leaders should not have to tell you what to do.
你的领袖也不会告诉你你该做什么。
You should say, please tell me what to do.
你应该说，哎，请你告诉我该怎么样做。
Submit yourself to other people.
而是顺服众人。
And submit yourself to the government.
并且顺服你的政府。
The Bible does say that, doesn't it?
圣经是这样说的吗？对吧？
It does say that.
圣经确实这样说过。
So I say that so I don't get so much in trouble here. But I believe that you should submit to your government.
所以就是我相信呢，你是需要去顺从你的权者。
Right, he says honor the king.
就是并且圣经说了，你要去荣耀你的君王。
So what are you going to do with your freedom?
所以你要用你的自由做什么呢？
I think it's kind of like in a marriage.
这个就有点像婚姻一样。
The Bible says the wife submits to the husband, yes?
那个 Bible 说了呢，其实做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
So imagine a marriage like this.
那想象一下这样的婚姻。
The husband says to the wife,
那个丈夫对妻子说，
You submit to me.
你要顺服我。
How's that going to work?
那这个会有功效吗？
No.
That's not going to work.
这个不会有功效。
Right, the wife will rebel.
那个这个妻子就会反叛，就会。
No, here's a good marriage.
那这个有提供一个好的婚姻的例子。
The husband says to the wife.
那个丈夫对妻子这样说。
I submit to you.
我顺服你。
How can I serve you?
我怎么样可以服侍你呢？
What are your needs? Let me know.
你的需要是什么？让我知道。
I want to take care of you.
我想照顾你。
The wife says.
那妻子说。
I can submit to a husband like that.
我会顺服这样的丈夫。
I think that's what Peter's talking about.
那我想这就是彼得要告诉我们的。
One of my favorite passages is in 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
那我最喜欢的经文呢是在哥林多前书九章一到二节。
No, we can't read the whole thing. It's way too long.
这个我们读不完，这个太长了。
So we'll just read a little part.
我们就读一小部分吧。Verse 1, 2.
Yeah, why don't you read verse 1 and 2 for now?
我们先读哥林多前书九章一到二节。我不是自由的吗？我不是使徒吗？我不是见过我们的主耶稣吗？你们不是我在主里面所做之工吗？假若在别人我不是使徒，在你们我总是使徒，因为你们在主里面正是我做使徒的印证。
Now Paul starts with a question.
那保罗呢？从一个问题开始。
He says, "Am I free?"
我不是自由的吗？
What's the answer?
那这个答案是什么呢？
Yes.
Yeah, he's free.
当然是了。
Paul said, "I could have had a wife."
保罗说我可以有一个妻子。
I could have had children.
我也可以有个孩子。
I could have had a good job.
我可以有个好的工作。
I could have had a good place.
那我也可以有个好的地方。
Nice house.
非常好的房子。
Everything that people think is important.
那每一样人们觉得重要的事情。
But what did Paul do with his rights?
但是呢，保罗用他的权利做了什么呢？
He gave them up.
他放弃了这所有。
Here's what I want to ask you to do with your rights.
这就是我想你们用你们的权利去做的。
Give them up.
就是去放弃他们。
Because that's where the joy comes from.
因为这就是喜乐的源泉。
I had a right. I'm having a vacation right now.
我现在呢是在放假。我现在是写一个 vacation.
This is my vacation.
这是我的假期，对。
I have a right to stay home and rest.
我可以在家里面休息。
Gather my energy.
并且呢，就是养精蓄锐。
Because the day I get back.
因为我回去那一天呢。
12 hours later.
就是十二个小时之后。
Actually, 8 hours later.
其实呢，八个小时之后。
I'm going to be at work.
我就要去工作。
I have no rest.
我一点休息都没有。
But I willingly give it up. It is my pleasure to give it up. To be here with you. See, that's where joy comes in Christianity. That's the joy in Christianity. You have more freedom than you ever thought as a Christian. But here's the joy. To give up your freedom. Say, I will live wherever I can serve the kingdom of God. I will take the job that gives me the most opportunity to serve the kingdom of God. I have a right to get married. But if I need to stay single, I will give up my right to be married, and I will give up my right to have children. That's what Paul did.
Now,
at the end of his life, do you think he said, oh, I wish I had used my rights?
那他会说啊，我真希望我用过我的权利。
Do you think he regretted giving up his freedom?
你觉得他会为了放弃他的权利而后悔吗?
No.
No. It was the greatest joy he had.
这反倒是他最大的喜乐。
At the end of his life,
在他生命的终结,
there were dozens of churches
这有很多很多的教会是他建立,
scattered across the Roman Empire.
就是横跨整个罗马帝国。
Do you think that gave Paul pleasure?
那你觉得 这个给了保罗他的开心吗?
That's what's awesome about freedom.
这个就是自由有多么棒。
It's to give it up.
就是他把它放弃了。
What a strange idea.
这是一个多么奇怪的想法呀。
In verse 12.
在第十二节。
No, wait, not, let me see. Yeah, verse 12.
十二节，若别人在你们身上有这权柄，何况我们呢？然而我们没有用这权柄，倒凡事忍受，免得基督的福音被阻隔。
So Paul said, I had the right to be paid.
那其实保罗说，我有这个权利，就是给我工钱，就是得到工钱。
But he said, I gave up that right.
但是保罗说我放弃这样的权利。
Paul gave up so many rights.
保罗放弃了很多很多的权利。
See, I know many Christians. I know many Christians.
我认识很多基督徒。
Who say, it's my right to do this.
然后他们会说，这个就是我的权利，权利要去做这个。
I say that's true.
那我说对啊。
But if you hold on to your rights,
但是如果你紧紧握着你的权利的话,
you will not be a joyful Christian.
你不会成为一个很喜乐的基督徒。
My wife and I, we work with the singles in the church.
那我和我的妻子呢，在服侍single。
We went through the time when the church gave more freedom to the Christians. I remember that very much.
那我记得那个我的教会给了single更多的自由。
When we started working with the singles,
当我们开始服侍single团契的时候,
their favorite saying was, freedom in Christ.
那他们最喜欢的说法就是在基督里的自由。
Well, Paul was happy about freedom in Christ also.
那保罗也为基督里面自由开心。
But when they said freedom in Christ, here's what they meant.
但是呢，那些single说, 在基督里的自由, 他们表示的是什么呢?
They meant, nobody's ever going to tell me what to do again.
他们代表着就是没有人会告诉我我该做什么。
How sad.
那其实真的是令人伤心的。
What a terrible kind of Christianity.
那其实这是一个很可怕的一个基督徒的。
In verse 15, let's read 15 through
18。15节到18节。 但这权柄我全没有用过，我写这话并非要你们这样待我，因为我宁可死，也不叫人使我手夸的落了空。我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。
So Paul said, I didn't use any of these rights.
那保罗说我不会用这些权利。
He said, I have a right to be paid to be here to preach. That's what he said.
对，他说，那我确实有这样的权利去被给工钱。
But he said, please don't pay me.
但是他说，请你不要给我钱。
Whatever you do, please don't pay me.
就是不管你做什么，反正就是不要给我钱。
Because then you'll steal the joy.
Steal the joy?
Yeah, you'll take away the joy.
如果这样做的话，你就带走了我的喜乐。
He said it'd be so much better if I preached just because I want to.
我真的觉得很开心，是因为我只是去preach， 就是就是我只是去讲道，我就已经很开心。
You know, it's very difficult to work for the church.
你知道，其实服侍教会是一件很难的事情。
Much harder than you think.
其实比你想象的更难。
I'm sure for the first few months it's very exciting.
我相信呢，在前几个月里面你会觉得很开心。
But after a while.
但是过了一段时间。
Imagine you work for the church.
我想象你。
And you're studying the Bible with somebody.
你服侍这个教会，然后你跟一些人传福音。
Am I doing this because it's my job?
那你会想，哎，我是因为我的工作而去做这些吗？
Or because I want to.
或者是我是甘心乐意的去做。
That's harder than you think.
这其实比你想象的更难。
You know, why do you think I came here this weekend?
你们觉得我这个周末来这里是为了什么呢？
I came here because I want to.
我来这里因为我想来。
And nobody paid me.
那其实没有人给我钱。
I called Aaron.
我打电话给 Aaron.
I said I want to come to China.
他说我说我想来中国。
Why do I want to come to China?
我真的why do I want to come to China?
Because I want to serve the Christians in China.
我想来中国是因为我真的很想服侍这里的基督徒。
So please don't pay me.
所以不要给我钱。
It's okay.
It's okay.
We need to respect our leaders.
我们需要去尊重我们的领袖。
The ones who work for the church, it's harder than you think.
因为这些人他们服侍教会真的比你想象的更难。
In many ways, it's better to not be paid by the church.
其实真的有些时候不被教会去给钱其实是更好的。
We still need to have paid ministry staff, but I think it's better in some ways.
其实我们也会给 staff 一些钱嘛，但是我觉得其实不给他们钱反倒是更好。
Verse 19, I love verse 19.
我喜欢十九节。
In fact, let's read, this is kind of long, let's read all the way from verse 19 all the way through 23.
我们读十九节一直到二十三节。我虽是自由的，无人辖管，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，我要多得人。像犹太人我就做犹太人，我要得犹太人。像律法以下的人，我虽不在律法以下，还是做律法以下的人，我要得律法以下的人。像没有律法的人，我像没有像我就做没有律法的人，我要得没有律法的人。其实我在神面前不是没有律法，在基督面前正在律法以下。像软弱的人我就做软弱的人，我要得软弱的人。像什么样的人我就做什么样的人，无论如何总要救些人。凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故，我要与人同得这福音的好处。
Paul said I'm free.
那保罗说我是自由的。
But I've made myself a slave to everyone.
但是呢，我让自己成为众人的仆人。
A voluntary slave.
一个自主的仆人。
Do you understand that idea?
自愿的仆人。
He says, to the Jew, I became like a Jew.
那像犹太人，我就做犹太人。
To the Gentile, I became like a Gentile.
对着外邦人，我就做外邦人。
To the American, I became like an American.
那对美国人，我就做美国人。
To the Chinese person, I become like a Chinese person.
那对中国人，我就像中国人。
To the poor person, I become like a poor person.
那对一个像保罗人呢，我就做一个像保罗一样的人。
And my goal is to win as many to Christ.
反正就是为了多得人。
The greatest pleasure in the world is helping somebody become a Christian.
对，就是他最大的目标就是让这个世界多一些基督徒。
A story. I was in Hong Kong last week.
那上个星期我在香港有一个故事。
This brother came up to me.
有一个弟兄呢就过来。
He said, "You never met me."
他说你从来没有遇见，从来没见过我。
But 23 years ago, I came to a lecture you gave.
哦，但是23年前我来过你的。
At the University of California in San Diego.
哦，在圣地亚哥的加州。
加州的圣地亚哥。
加州的圣地亚哥。
He says I wasn't a Christian.
他说我是一个基督徒。
In fact,
我不是一个。
My roommate got me to go.
他说是那个我不是一个基督徒，但是是我的室友让我去。
He was an atheist.
他是一个无神论者。
He said, "Let's go to that talk so we can give that guy a hard time."
他说我们去听那个讲座吧，所以我们可以那个让他有一个就是不好受的时间。
He said, "I went."
然后他说好，我去。
And I was very impressed.
但是呢，我印象非常深刻。
And I studied, and now I'm Christian. 23 years later.
然后呢，我。Non-Christian.
Now he's a Christian.
那他现在是基督徒。
23 years.
后来他就成为了基督徒。那现在已经23年了。
That really encouraged me.
其实这个鼓励我挺多的。
I helped him to become a Christian.
其实我帮他们成为了基督徒。
Paul said.
那保罗说。
Why do I do this?
为什么我要做这些呢？
The world thinks I'm crazy.
那这个世界人说我疯了。
He gave up everything the world says important.
那其实他放弃了这世界看为重要的东西。
Why?
为什么呢？
He says, then I get the blessing.
说其实我就得了祝福。
Verse 23.
在第23节里面。
That's where's the blessing.
这个就是那个祝福。
Using your freedom in Christ.
就是在基督里。去用你的自由
to become a slave
就是去做一个奴仆。
I really believe in that.
我非常的相信这一点。
Now let's go to 2 Corinthians.
那我们去看一下哥林多后书。
I'm going to skip that verse.
就跳过这个。
Write it in your notes.
这是哥林多后书的五章十六到二十一。
2 Corinthians 5.
哥林多后书五章。
Verse 16 through 21.
十六到二十一节。
But we won't read that for now.
那我们现在不读这个。
Now I want to ask you a question.
那我现在要问你们一个问题。
How many of you are in the ministry?
现在大家有谁在？有多少人在做 ministry?
在传福音。
How many of you are in the ministry?
举个高点。
Okay, everybody raise your hand.
有多少人在传福音？
See, all of us who are Christians are in the ministry, right?
那其实我们所有的那个基督徒都应该传福音，对吗？
Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 it says, all of us are ministers.
因为在哥林多后书第五章十六节里面，
Now,
我们
second question.
都是传，就是传道的 ministers.
Next question.
那下一个问题。
How many of you are in the full-time ministry?
那有多少人在全职的服事？在全职的服事。
Everybody raise your hand. Because all Christians are full-time ministers.
那其实哥林多后书里面讲了，那所有的门徒其实都是在全时间服事，全职服事。
I'm a full-time minister.
那我是一个全职服事的。
Now, my salary.
那我的薪金呢？我现在薪资。
It comes from the state of California.
那其实来自加州。
They think they pay me to teach at the university.
因为他们因为我在学校里面教书，然后他们就给我钱。
But I'm a full-time minister.
但是呢，我是一个全职侍奉的人。
All of us have a ministry.
那我们都有自己的侍奉。
Here's the question, though.
那这里就有问题。
What is your ministry?
那你的侍奉是什么？
I want to make a suggestion.
我会有一个建议给你们。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们看一下以弗所书第二章。
Verse 10.
第十节。Just 10.
Well, I think we're going to read more than one verse, actually.Actually, let's read Ephesians 2, 8 through 10.
第八到十节。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
So it says here,
所以这里说。
We're saved by grace.
我们得救是本乎恩,
not by work.
不是因着行为。
How do you feel about that?
那你怎么样体会这句话呢?
We're saved by grace.
我们得救本乎恩,
not by works.
不是因行为。
So how do you feel about that?
你怎么样感受这句话?
You don't care?
你不在乎?
Isn't that the best news you ever heard?
这不是你听过的最好的消息吗?
Yes.
So you don't have to do anything to be saved.
那其实你为了得救不用做任何事情。
You don't have to share your faith to be saved.
你去传福音并不是为了得救。
You don't have to pray to be saved.
你祷告也不是为了得救。
You don't have to give money to the church to be saved.
你也不是要去交钱给教会。
Now, you have to do those things because you're saved.
你能做这些事情是因为你已经得救。
But not in order to be saved.
但是并不是为了得救。
That's great news.
哇，这是一个非常棒的消息。
But God says,
但是神说,
we don't have to do works to be saved.
我们不需要靠着行为去得救。
But he says, we are saved.
但是他说我们是已经得救。
So that we could do good works.
所以我们可以去做这善功。
That's that freedom in Christ.
这就是在基督里的自由。
But what is your work?
但是什么是你的工作?
What is your ministry?
什么是你的侍奉?
Let me tell you what I think.
告诉你我是怎么想。
It's to use the gift that God gave you.
就是去用你的恩赐, 神所赐你的恩赐。
Because everybody's different.
因为每个人都不一样。
And everybody has different gifts.
每个人都有不同的恩赐。
So in my opinion,
我的观点是,
and I'm going to show you a scripture later on,
我一会会告诉你们经文,
but also it's my opinion
但是这是我的观点,
that your ministry
你的侍奉,
is your gift.
就是你的恩赐。
And that's why we have the whole church.
这就是为什么我们有整个教会。
Because all the gifts working together,
就是所有的恩赐都在,
it makes the church do really great.
这就会让教会, 做得很棒。
So what's your gift?
So, 所以什么是你的恩赐?
Maybe your gift is fixing cars.
也许你的恩赐就是修车。
Then you're a minister of fixing cars.
那你的侍奉就是修车。
I'm not kidding.
我不是在开玩笑。
I'm serious.
我非常严肃。
What is your gift?
那你的恩赐是什么?
It's the thing that you love to do.
就是那些你所爱的事情。
It's the thing that God made you to do.
就是那些事情神要你去做的。
And if you,
到你的时候要你去做的。
If you love to fix cars,
如果你真的喜欢修车,
then I say, fix cars for Jesus.
那你就去为耶稣修车。
I'm absolutely serious.
我真的非常的严肃。
Maybe you could start a Saturday morning car fixing clinic for free.
哇，也许你可以那个。 可以设立一个什么周六早上免费修车的一个。
I bet you get a lot of visitors to church.
我敢保证你一定会带很多的访客来到教会。
Because you're doing what you love.
因为你在做你喜欢的事情。
In the name of Jesus.
因着耶稣基督的名。
Maybe your gift is music.
也许你很爱音乐。
Well, use it for God.
那就用它来侍奉神。
Use it to serve the church.
用它来侍奉教会。
Use it to serve people outside of the church.
用来服侍教会外的人。
Maybe your gift is crafts and making things with your hand.
也许你的恩赐就是做手工。
Now, back in the old times in our church, that we honored certain gifts a lot.
Certain gifts.
Certain, yeah, some gifts we said, oh, that's very important.
在以前呢，其实我们教会会觉得有些恩赐是很重要的。
The gift of leadership.
就比如说领袖才能。
And the gift of evangelism.
比如说传道的才能。
I do not have the gift of leadership.
我没有领袖的才能。
I do not have the gift of evangelism.
我也没有传道的才能。
But I believe every gift is equally important. That's what the Bible teaches. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
在哥林多前书的十章。
Now, my gift is teaching.
那我的恩赐就是教导。
So that's what makes me happy.
这就是让我很开心的事情。
Some of you said, you're so happy I came.
有些人说你来我们真的很开心。
I'm even happier that I came.
我其实比你们更开心。
I have the most joy of all. I have the most joy of all.
就是我有最大的喜乐。
Because I'm using my gift.
因为我在用我的恩赐。
I believe that is your ministry.
那我相信这就是你们的侍奉。
Now there's a problem.
但这有个问题。
Many young people don't know what their gift is.
就是很多年轻人不知道他们的恩赐是什么。
Most older people, they know what their gift is.
那有些老一点的人呢，就觉得他们知道他们的恩赐。
Many young people, they don't know what their gift is.
很多年轻人不知道自己的。
Let me give you a suggestion.
那我就给你们一个建议。
Do a lot of different things.
那就去做不同的事情。
Try many things.
就做许多不同的事情。
Give yourself.To all kinds of things. At some point, you'll find yourself saying, "Oh, I love this so much."
在有些事情上，你会发现，哇，我真的很爱这件事情。
That's your gift.
那就是你的恩赐。
Usually, it's something you're good at.
一般来说，这又是你擅长的。
Then I want to give you some advice.
那我会给你一些忠告。
Make that into a ministry.
那我就告诉你，你要去将这些变为你的侍奉。
I have a friend in San Diego.
我一个圣地亚哥朋友。
His gift is giving to the needy.Giving is giving, being generous to the needy.
就是他的恩赐就是服侍有需要的人。
And so he made a ministry out of that.
那他就让这个成为他的侍奉。
He asked me, "Do you know some people in other countries that have needs?"
他就问我，哎，哪些国家的人需要那个帮助
？Can you get me in contact?
你可以给我一个联系方式吗
？I gave him the information.
然后我就告诉他那些。
He started a whole ministry in San Diego.
哇，他就开始了整个圣地亚哥服侍这些需要的人的。
People would give him $5 a week, $10 a week.
那人们给他，他给 give them or
give my friend $5 a week, $10 a week.
就给他，就他们只给他5到10元每元一周。对。
He sent it to this brother in Colombia.
他把这些钱给了他的
said,
那个在哥伦比亚的弟兄。
Find different needs and just meet the needs.
他说。找到这些需要，并且去满足。
In the church or outside of the church doesn't matter.
在这个教会里面或者不在这个教会里面。
Then we started getting photographs of all the people that were helped.
Photographs. 我们有这些人的照片。
Very encouraging.
非常的鼓励。
Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 4.
那我们看一下以弗所书的第四章。
This is talking about the role of the leaders.
这个教会我们一些关于领袖的一些准则。
What is the role of the leaders in the church?
那什么是关于领袖的准则呢？
角色。
他领袖的角色，对。
Ephesians 4:11-13.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知。有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
It says here,
那这里说
the role of the leaders,
那领袖的角色
is to do the work of the church,
就是去做这个教会的工
right?
No.
对吗
No.
No, that's not what it says.
不是，这一段话不是这样说的。
No, that's your job.
这是你们每个人的事情。
Their job is to prepare you.
他们的工作就是去准备你们。
To give you the tools.
去给你们一些工具。
To give you a sense of direction.
去给你们一些方向。
To give you the teaching.
去给你们一些教导。
And the leadership.
并且给你们一些领导。
But you guys do the work.
但是那些做工的是你们。
In some of our churches,
有些人在我们教会里。
We expect the leaders to do all the work.
他们就觉得领袖应该做所有事情。
We expect the leaders to organize all the events.
他们觉得领袖应该就是把每件事情都去做好。
Why should the leaders be organizing events?
但是为什么领袖就要去组织这些事情呢
？Is that their gift?
这就是他们的恩赐吗？
I hope their gift is evangelism and leadership.
那我希望这些领袖的恩赐是传道或者是领袖。
They shouldn't be organizing events.
Organize, 而不是组织活动。
You should be organizing the events.
但是我觉得你们应该去组织活动。
My wife's gift is organizing.
那我妻子的那个才能就是去组织活动。
Lucky for me.
那非常对我来说很幸运。
Because I'm not so organized.
因为我就不是一个很善于这个。
My idea of a good vacation.
那我对一个好的假期的一个观点。
Pick a place on the map.
就是随便在那个地图上找一个地方。
Go there.
然后去。
And figure it out when you get there.
然后就去发现那个所有那个地方的好玩的。
My wife's gift is organizing.
但是我的妻子的才能就是去组织。
A few years ago, she said to me.
那几年前她对我说。
In our church.
在我们教会里面。
We haven't had a real fun social event for.Years.
我们好像很多年都没有很好玩的一些活动了。
Now, what would most Christians do about that?
那很多的基督大多数的基督徒会怎么做呢？
They would complain.
他们会抱怨。
They say our leaders, they're doing a bad job.
他们就会抱怨说啊，领袖你们
What's wrong with them?
这个出什么问题了呢？
But not my wife.
但是我的妻子不会抱怨。
So she organized this huge social event.
然后我的妻子就去组织了一场很大的一个。
A Western dance night.
就是一个西方舞蹈的一个派对。
She found the location.
她找到那个地点。
She hired a dance teacher.
然后她雇了教舞蹈的老师。
Organized entertainment.
然后她组织所有的娱乐。
All the food.
所有的食物。
All the leaders had to do was come to the event.
所有领袖要做的呢，就是只是来这个聚会就行了。
Then a couple months later, my wife said to me.
那几个月后，我的老婆对我说。
In the married ministry, the married ministry,
就是在婚姻的侍奉里面。
We haven't had a banquet, a really good date for several years.
我们已经很多年没有一个盛宴了。
Now, what would most Christians do about that?
那大多数基督徒会怎么样呢？
Man, what's happened to our church?
对，我们教会出什么问题了？
It used to be so much better.
其实应该更好才对啊。
But not my wife.
但是我的
She organized a whole banquet for all the marriage ministry.
那我的妻子就去组织了一场很盛大的宴会。
She got the singles to do it.
他让所有的 single 去做这些事情。
Entertainment,
娱乐啊。
Door prizes,
prizes, 那些奖励啊。
A huge event with very fancy food, everything.
就是很棒的食物啊，所有的这些事情。
The leader's job?
那个领袖做什么呢？
Show up and have fun.
他们就是要出现，然后去 enjoy 他们自己。
I want my leader to lead.
那我只需要我的领袖去领导我就行了。
Some people think if somebody's in the hospital, the leader should go visit them.
有些人呢就觉得领袖应该过来看我啊。
I say you go visit them.
在医院里面的。
在我住院的时候应该过来看我。
I say you go visit them.
那我说你应该去看访他们。
Anyway, a couple of months later.
那几个月后呢
？My wife said, you know, we've never had a Christian concert.
我们从来没有一个基督徒的音乐会。
So guess what she did?
那就猜猜她做了什么呢
？She organized a Christian concert.
于是她就组织了一个基督徒的音乐会。
Brian Craig, he's one of you've written many songs in the church.
有一个人他写了很多的歌。
She called him up.
他就给他打电话。
Can you come down and do a concert for us?
你可不可以过来跟我们组织一个音乐会啊
？She found the location.
然后他又去那个组织那个。
Sold the tickets.
然后去卖票。
We had a big Christian concert.
然后他们就有一个很大的音乐会。
Nobody else ever thought of that idea.
那其实之前没有任何人。
I could go on and on and on and on.
那其实我对还有很多很多例子。
But here's my point.
那我的关键就是。
Her gift is organizing.
她的才能就是去那个组织活动。
And when she does that, it gives her great joy.
那其实当她这样做的时候，她其实非常喜乐。
For me, I get no joy from organizing things.
那对我来说，组织活动并不会给我带来喜乐。
Maybe your gift is giving.
可能你的恩赐是给予。
Maybe it's encouraging.
可能是鼓励。
That's a very, very important gift in the church.
其实这是对教会来说非常重要的。
Encouraging.
鼓励。
Maybe your gift is praying.
可能你的恩赐就是祷告。
Now all of us should pray.
啊，虽然我们所有人都需要祷告。
But some of us have the gift of prayer.
有人在那个祷告上面就有恩赐。
You should start the prayer ministry.
哇，你就可以在祷告上侍奉。
Why should the leaders have to start the prayer ministry?
但是领袖不需要在不需要开始一段祷告的侍奉。
Why shouldn't you start the prayer ministry?
为什么你不开始呢？
Maybe you need to get some training.
可能你受过一些训练。
If your gift is giving,
如果你的恩赐就是那个给予的话，
maybe you should go to the university.
可能你需要去你可能到大学里面。
To get a degree in administering non-profit organizations.
可能你需要去学习那些关于 NGO 就非盈利组织的课程。
Because you're going to be alive for maybe another 60-70 years.
所以alive.
You'll live maybe another 60 or 70 years.
就是
Live. If you're 20, maybe you live 60 more years.
60,
imagine the ministry you could build in that much time.
我在想象你的什么
I remember about 15 years ago.
我想到15年前。
I decided I was going to build a teaching ministry.
我就梦想说我要开始我的教导的侍奉。
I started to write a book.
我就开始写一本书。
I told one of the leaders there where I was at that I'm writing a book.
我就告诉我的领袖我在写一本书。
He said, "Who told you to write a book?"
然后他就问，谁叫你去写一本书的呢？
I ignored that brother.I didn't listen to that brother.
他就没理他。
Because if I don't use my gift,
如果我不用我的恩赐，
I believe it's a sin.
我觉得这就是罪。
There's a movie, a very, very, very old movie, so maybe you never saw it.
有一部电影可能太老了，你们都没看过。
It's called Chariots of Fire.
看过。是火战车。
You know that movie?
I know. Eric Lidia.
Yes, Eric. He says.
Eric, I Li Ke Li.
There's a great line in that movie.
有一句非常经典的台词。
He says, "When I run, I feel God's pleasure."
就是当我跑步的时候，我体会到神的喜乐。
Because his gift was running.
因为他的恩赐就是去跑步。
So he ran for Jesus.
所以他为耶稣而跑。
He set a great example.
他是一个很好的榜样。
Now, I was in a meeting a couple years ago.
我几个月前去了一个会议。
They brought some of the leaders in the church together and asked, what do you think we need to do as a church?
他们就叫了一些领袖过来，然后就说我们要对教会做些什么事呢？
One of the brothers said, I think we need more leadership training.
有个领袖就说呢，我们需要有更多的关于领袖方面的训练。
I raised my hand.
那我举手说。
I think.Leadership training would be good.
我觉得领袖训练是好的。
But I think we need membership training.
但是我们需要训练会众。
We have some bad members in the church.
因为我们有一些不好的会众。
Because they don't know how to serve.
因为他们并不懂得服侍。
They don't know what it means to be a good member.
他们不知道怎么样去做一个好的成员。
Here's my outline for being a good member of the church.
那我这里有一些概，有一些。大纲去就是怎么样去做一个好的成员。
And everybody's a member of the church.
那每个人都是这个教会的成员。
Number one.
那第一点。
Take personal responsibility.
那第一个就是为自己负责。
To be close to God.
就是亲近神。
You shouldn't have to have somebody preaching every week to have prayer and quiet time.
你不需要每个星期有人去讲道，或者是让你去 quiet time.
Take personal responsibility.
而是你自己去负责任。
I'm going to learn the Bible.
我自己去。
I'm going to know that Bible from beginning to end.
那我从头到尾去认识圣经。
And I'm going to stay close to God.
那我会去亲近神。
I'm going to pray.
我会去祷告。
I'm not just going to put in my time.
那我不会只是
I'm not just going to.Count the time on the clock.
我不会去计时在我的祷告里。
I'm going to devote myself to prayer.
我会在祷告里面委身。
Number two.
那第二点。
Each member is a minister.
那其实每一个人都是侍奉者。
each member willingly offers themselves.
那每一个成员都是乐意去侍奉的。
To serve.
去服侍。
To be a slave.
去做一个奴仆。
To minister to the needs.
就是去服侍那些有需要的人。
Point number three.
那第三点。
Support the leaders.
就是去支持领袖。
Submit to the leaders.
顺服领袖。
In Ephesians 13, verse 17.Let's read that one.
在以弗所的
I'm sorry, did I say Ephesians? Hebrews. Sorry, Hebrews 13:17.
谁找到先读一下我这个要激动是在以弗所来书的第十三章十七节
Chapter 13, verse 17.
你们要依从那些领导你们的，且要顺服，因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来交账的人。你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不是忧愁。若忧愁，就与你们无益了。
Now the Bible says.
那圣经说呢？
Submit to your leaders.
就是顺服你的领袖了。
Obey them.
就是顺服他们。
Why?
为什么呢？
According to this passage,
就是依照这句经文。
Why should we submit to our leaders?
为什么我们要顺服我们的领袖？
He says, it's good for you.
因为这对你们有好处。
He says, if you don't,
如果你不这样呢？
That would not be good.
对你们无益了。
If you don't submit to your leaders,
如果你不顺服你的领袖呢？
Who are you hurting?
那你在伤害谁呢？
Yourself.
就是伤害你自己。
Because I don't know about you. I'm not sure how you feel about this.
我不是很确定你们怎么想。
I want to be part of a church that does amazing things.
我是在一个行了很多神迹，行了很多奇事的教会里面。
And if you don't have leadership,
如果你没你们没有领袖。
You're not going anywhere.
你不会去到任何地方。
We need leaders that take the lead.
我们需要领袖来领导我们。
There's a passage in Judges.
在士师记里面。
We won't turn there.
那我们不会翻到那。
But it says when the princes of Israel take the lead.
就是以色列那个时候没有王。
And the people offer themselves.
那人们呢就去。
Praise the Lord.
就是他们自己
When the leaders lead and the people offer themselves to the leader
offer themselves 就是将自己去
obey and submit to the leader
以色列人就是很想要一个王然后他们就很想
praise the Lord
很想去侍奉这个王
See,
然后让那个王去领导他们
in the church I want somebody leading
那在教会里面，我希望有人去领导。
I don't want them to have to look back all the time.
我们不希望他们是一直往后看的。
To see if people are following.
去看人们是不是在跟从他们。
You need to support them.
你们需要去支持他们。
You've heard about the golden rule, right?
你们听过黄金定律，就是马太福音里面那个。
Jesus says, "Do to others."What you would want them to do to you?
就是你要人怎样待你，就怎样待人。
So here's what I say.
这就是我要说的。
The golden rule of membership.
那对每一个成员的黄金定律。
Treat your leaders.
就是去对待你的领袖。
The way you would want to be treated.
就是你想怎样去被你的领袖对待，你就怎样去对待你的领袖。
If you were the leader.
就是如果你是领袖，你希望他们怎样对待你，你就去怎样对待你的领袖。
If you were the leader,
如果你是领袖的话
，you would want them to assume you have good motive.
Motive,
good, good heart.
就是你就是如果你是领袖的话，你会希望人们知道你有好的动机。
You would want them to support your decisions.
你希望他们支持你的决定。
That doesn't mean you never say anything.
这个不是代表说你不需要说任何事。
If you're really concerned about the direction that the leader is going.
如果你真的很关心这个领袖他们的带领方向的话。
Say to him or her, I'm concerned about this.
那你就去告诉你的领袖，我非常的关注这个。
But I'm going to support you no matter what.
我
I'm going to support you no matter what.
我会去支持你这样做。
You can count on me.
你要相信我。
I'm with you 100%.
我非常的百分百的保证。
I think that makes a good member.
我相信这就这个是一个好的member。
Point number four.
成员。
Point number four.
那第四点。
Is those one another passages.
One another, 就是那个彼此
yeah,
关于彼此的经文
taking care of each other
就是照顾彼此看顾彼此
there's lots and lots of scriptures about one another
那其实有非常非常多的经文在讲彼此
encourage one another
勉励彼此
pray for each other
为彼此祷告
confess your sins to each other
那彼此认罪
bear with one another
那个彼此忍耐
All those other one another passages.
那有很多很多的彼此的经文。
Each member watch out for the needs of each other member.
那其实每一个都是那个
看顾彼此需要。
看顾者。就是每个人都是看顾彼此需要的人。
So I want to encourage you.
那我就想去鼓励你们。
I want you to get a vision.
我希望你们有一个远见。
Is that you're going to be a minister?
就是你们都是侍奉者。
You're going to have this great ministry.
你们有这样伟大的侍奉。
Maybe it'll be the computer ministry.
你们可以有那个关于计算机的侍奉。
Build a great website for the church.
可以给教会设立一个很棒的网站。
Maybe it'll be the meeting the needs.
你们可能是一些满足需要的。
Maybe you start a ministry to help the poor.
那你们可以去开始一个侍奉穷人的。
Or maybe you lead the music ministry.
那你可能有音乐的。
Or the teaching ministry.
或者是教导的恩赐。
Or maybe you're good with money.
或者是你有赚钱的恩赐。
So you'll train people how to use their money.
那你可以去教那个人们怎么样理财啊。
Imagine how much good you could do.
哇，你想象一下，我们有多少事情是可以做的呢
？See, God gave you freedom.
那其实神给了你自由。
In Christ, we're free.
那其实。在基督里面
We're free.
我们是自由的。
But I want you to see the example of Paul.
但是我想你看保罗的例子。
He said, I'm free.
我是自由的。
I can live where I want.
那我可以在任何地方住。
I can have the job that I want.
我可以有我想要的工作。
I can talk to whoever I want.
我可以跟任何人聊天。
But he says, I did not use my freedom.
但是我不会滥用我的自由。
I gave it up.
我放弃它。
Think about the people in the world.
那就想想那个世界上的人。
Even the world thinks that they're great.
就算是世界上的人都觉得这个很棒。
People like I don't know Mother Teresa.
有些人会喜欢 Mother Teresa， 就是。
Or Nelson Mandela.
Mandela.
有人会喜欢。
Or Martin Luther King.
或者是马丁路德金。
Or Jesus.
或者是耶稣。
What do they all have in common?
他们其实有一个共同点。
They gave up their freedom.
就是他们放弃了他们的自由。
To serve.
就是去服侍，为了去服侍。
And they lived great lives.
那他们都活出了伟大生命。
Let's finish in, let me see, I'm going to the bottom here. Okay. I'm skipping a bunch of passages.
我跳过很多章。
Put this in your notes.
把这个记下来。
Matthew chapter 25.
马太25马太的25
14 through
3014到30节
It's the parable of the talents
这个就是关于暗财受托的比喻
Where God says He expects you to use the gifts that He's given you
那神就说你要去用你的才能
So we'll finish in 1 Peter chapter 4
那我们以彼得前书四章十节
Verse 10 and 11. Yeah. Last passage, last verse.
最后一节。在彼得前书的四章十到十一节。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲。若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。 原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。Amen.
Now this verse summarizes everything I said.
啊，那其实这段经文总结了我刚才所有讲。
In fact, really, we could have just read this verse.
啊，其实我们只需要读这段经文就行。
Because it's the whole lesson that I gave.
啊，这就是我要教的这整个课程。
See, each of you has a gift.
所以呢，每个人都有你的恩赐。
A very, very precious gift.
非常非常宝贵的恩赐。
So what are you going to do with that gift?
那你要用这个恩赐做什么呢？
Are you going to use it to have a career?
所以你要用这个来做一个职业，做一个事业吗？
A lot of money?
或者是很多钱吗？
Fancy vacations?
非常棒的，非常开心的假期吗？
Nice cars?
好看的车。
Do that, you'll never be happy.
但其实你不会很开心。
Says no, use your gift.
这里写了你要用你的恩赐
to serve
去服侍
that's where the happiness comes from
这就是喜乐的来源
he says if your gift is speaking
如果你的那个才能是讲道的话
speak with confidence because you know this from God
那你就带着自信去讲因为这就是来自神的
if your gift is serving
那如果你的恩赐是服侍
serve with the strength that God gives you
那就用神给你的力量去服侍
And do it to the glory of God.
那去荣耀神。
Okay, thank you.
好的。
换
一个。
Good job. Thank you. Thank you. 谢谢，谢谢。
好的。
谢谢。
下面的时间呢，其实是一些 Q&A 的时间，就是大家有关于，无论是对于是说今天晚上 Josh 讲的是都课程也好，还是关于一些自己所思考的一些问题也好，都可以有些提问，好吗？举手轻一点，然后。
好，三林。三林先吧，嗯。
好，这样的。